Dermo, also called Perkinsis, was the first to attack oysters in 1949. 10 years later, MSX arrived from Asia. By the mid-1980s, oysters were in big trouble. Ryan Carnegie, an associate professor at VIMS, is trying to figure out how oysters are living longer, even though disease levels remain high.
On the wild beds, the oysters are doing better and better and better, despite the fact that Brachinsis remains at a historical high. We're asking why that is.
While all Virginia wild oysters are infected with Perkinsis, the latest surveys show a very low number are infected with MSX. And VIMS researchers found something very interesting. MSX may not even be an oyster parasite at all.
Perkinsis is an oyster parasite. But if we sat MSX down and asked it who it really is, MSX would say to us, well, you know, I'm actually not an oyster parasite. I prefer to infect something else.
Researchers have also learned more about Perkinsis. Back in the 1980s, Perkinsis morphed into a more lethal parasite, shrinking in size, growing in number, and infecting a different part of the oyster.
A superbug that completely took over in the 1980s.
So will Perkinsis ever die off? Carnegie says no. It's likely the parasite will continue to adapt. Meantime, MSX may be off enjoying something other than oysters. From the Virginia Institute of Marine Science, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.